Hey guys, welcome to episode 54 of our little sound log. I'm Julian.
I'm Marine. Hello, guys. And
And
girls.
girls. And yeah, I'll give you a little usual update. I think we missed Friday.
I think we missed
Which.
it for several weeks now, but.
No, it was maybe just last Friday.
Okay.
But anyways, we'll catch you up what happened during those days. And
Yeah.
I'll hand it over
Moi.
to Marine.
Yes. Si. No, that's not French.
Oui.
So, important things to mention is that we changed the vlog schedule recently for publishing it live, but also because times changed, the time changed, we
Times do
had,
change.
and times do change.
Times they are changing.
Yes.
They are a changing.
Yep. So now we're not able to film after work or during our usual Monday slot because it's already dark outside and, well, we don't have the equipment to shoot night images yet. So we're doing that over the weekend. We did it, and tomorrow it's gonna go live. Make sure you check it out. And what we talk there about is we go a little bit more into the specifics of our influencer campaign, mostly because what we told you in the previous one, we actually executed on the partnerships we agreed on with the influencers, and we got some nice little details. About how we use the platform and what kind of terms and tasks we assigned to the influencers. You've got anything else to say?
No, just to add on that, the next step will be to maybe we can approach some other influencers as well,
Yeah, of
or
course.
finish
I'm doing
this
that.
batch.
I'm doing that
Okay,
as well.
on
I'm
the
writing
on.
to some people.
Okay.
Yeah. Just saying, also female influencers. I mean, I don't know if they're considered professional influencers, but I would say individuals with 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 followers. I think it makes sense to approach those. Could be more genuine numbers than the big ones as well. You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, finishing with the first, let's call it a batch of people. Not finishing, but we're expecting the content from their side. And then just reaching out to more people. Yeah, just that's the main marketing effort for now. And the content that we usually post out is the usual on schedule. So, we New
Yep.
Origins post on Saturday. What I usually do is I write it on Saturday. And then on Monday, I wait for people to start working and then I post it on LinkedIn. So that's what I did yesterday. And then I'll do also a promotional post on LinkedIn and Instagram today
Promotional post about.
about the Origins post. So, like a quote, but on Instagram stories and LinkedIn,
Okay.
a post with a quote from the blog post.
How are those performing?
Yeah, people see them. But yeah, the last Origins didn't perform as well as the previous one because the previous one was like an all-time high. There was even I wrote what did I write? A founder's newsletter on the topic.
Oh yeah.
So if you want to read why that, why so 2 Origins ago, 1 Origins ago, why that performed way better than all the rest by like 7, 10 times. Go to erdu.com/email and you'll see my latest founders newsletter with the findings on why that was. And yeah, obviously we'll be trying to replicate that, but it's not always ideal because we're just documenting what's happening, so we can't really change the topic. But sometimes we'll yeah try to keep it in mind.
Sounds nice.
And I think that's about it.
Until next time.
Hopefully we don't miss Friday.
Bye bye.
See you.